Nolte, Why Democrats Oppose Pro-Grooming Disney Paying Its Fair Share. By John Nolte on April 22, 2022. Democrats are literally freaking out and melting down over the idea of the grooming enablers at the Walt Disney Company paying their fair share of taxes, and I'm here to explain why. You're welcome. Every time I find common ground with Democrats, Democrats find new principles. Billionaire, multinational corporations should not receive special treatment, handouts, tax cuts, or what's otherwise known as corporate welfare, Democrats say. I agree 1000%, I say. Then Democrats freak out when a proposal passes to revoke Disney's corporate welfare. What the hell? Over and over this happens. We believe in unfettered free speech, Democrats say. I agree 1000%, I say. Then Democrats cheer large corporations censoring ideas, words, and political arguments. We believe in due process. No more blacklists. Democrats say. I agree 1000%, I say. Then Democrats cheer every person blacklisted and canceled by large corporations without due process. We oppose war, Democrats say. I agree 1000%, I say. Then Democrats go war crazy over a country called Ukraine. If you don't like it, don't listen to it or watch it, Democrats say. I agree 1000%, I say. Then Democrats call for censorship and the cancellation and blacklisting of content they disagree with. Don't do business with corporations who violate human rights, Democrats say. I agree 1000%, I say. Then Democrats cozy up to Apple, the NBA, Disney, and other multinational corporations who cozy up to the Nazis who run China. And here we go again with Disney. Disney World has received special government privileges that eased its tax and regulation burdens for 40 years. For 40 years, this multinational corporation has enjoyed privileges not given to other Floridians. It's the ultimate corporate welfare program. And after the Florida legislature did the right thing this week in revoking those special privileges, Democrats literally freaked out. Literally freaked out. Watch this. If Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, signs the bill, Disney, a company worth billions, will simply be required to play by the same tax and regulation rules as every other Floridian. Well, Democrats not only voted against Disney paying its fair share, they melted down in a tantrum of crybaby protest. Why? I'll tell you why. Now that Disney has devolved into a fascist, left-wing company aggressively pursuing the sexual grooming of small children, the groomer enablers in the Democrat Party love Disney more than their phony fair share principle. The Democrat Party has no principles. The only morality on the left is whatever helps them achieve their goal of unencumbered power over the rest of us. Democrats understand that if you groom and sexualize young children, you will create generation after generation of damaged, neurotic, troubled, shallow narcissists and bullies. In other words, you will create more Democrats. The fact that countless innocent children will be forever ruined, either psychologically or physically, through chemical castration and irreversible surgeries means nothing to Democrats or Disney. When it comes to destroying the innocence of children as a means to mold them into unhappy, dysfunctional Democrats, Disney and Democrats are on the same side. So, of course, Disney should be rewarded with corporate welfare. Democrats always throw treats to their good and loyal dogs. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.